Mr. Gary Cooper.
And Walter Brennan.
And June Lately.
The Gulf Green Hill Theater. Presenting tonight, Sergeant York. And here is your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, the Gulf Oil Companies and your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer welcome you to the Gulf Green Hill Theater. We feel that tonight is one of the most important occasions in the Gulf Theater. First, we'll bring you Charles Tazewell's unusual adaptation of the hit picture of the year, Sergeant York, with the original stars Gary Cooper, Walter Brennan, and Joan Leslie. After that, you'll hear Martha Scott present the Red Book Magazine Cup to Gary Cooper for the outstanding performance of 1941. In just a moment, Oscar Bradley's fine score will raise the curtain on our radio play. But before we bring you our story about the last war, let's think about our present war. The first phase of the war, as Winston Churchill has stated, is the period of preparation for victory. It's a period when our war industries and shipyards must produce the largest possible number of weapons in the shortest possible time. Here in America, industrial machines are being operated efficiently and continuously without mechanical troubles or breakdowns for long stretches. Stretches that would once have been almost unbelievable. Now that's due in a large part to American inventions and skilled workmen. But most of all, it's due to the development of modern lubricants and application methods for the oil industry. And some of the most outstanding developments are the work of Gulf's own scientists. Today, Gulf is busy supplying hundreds of American factories with the finest lubricants and fuels. In addition, Gulf Engineering Special Service is helping to speed up production in scores of plants in every defense industry, in important aircraft plants, in leading shipyards, in steel mills, mines, and many other defense industries. Gulf's large staff of trained engineers and Gulf high-quality lubricants are helping to increase production, save time, and win this first phase of the war, the battle for production. That burst of applause is for our stars who are taking their places before the Gulf microphone. You'll hear Gary Cooper as Alvin York, Joan Leslie as Gracie Williams, and Walter Brennan as Pastor Pyle, who tells our story. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gulf Screen Guild Theater production of Sergeant York.
America's a young country, but it's got a world of legends told by old men whose father's father see them happen with their own eyes. Tall yarns, mostly, embroidered with a lot of fancy fiction, told and retold until the truth is wore as thin as the seat of the teller's blue jeans. Now, I ain't so old, yet I see the legend. A legend born deep in the Cumberland Mountains of Tennessee. A legend that come to pass on Hill 223, the Argonne, France. Pastor Roger Pryor's my name, preaching storekeeper. Known by everybody in the Valley of the Three Forks of the Wolf. My business is to keep folks' immortal souls on the credit side of the Lord's register.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But there's some that always would allow that Alvin York was lost to grace. Wild hamster riding daft around the countryside, corn liquor in his gullet and the devil whistling in his ear. I recollect the night he busted up my sermon at the meeting house. Come out whooping up the road with buck a shooting wild. Then galloped off across the Kilkenny Tuck border to drink the devil's root till they both was vile.
Marty! Hey, Marty! Yeah, what? Let's get Alvin another bottle of that good old blind tiger special.
Come on, Alvin. We gotta kill this good old bottle so we can start off on a new one.
He's pretty, ain't he?
Who's pretty?
Gracie Williams. You know, I see her tonight are going to the meeting house. She's pretty.
Well, that's why you want to ride by the church when Pastor Pyle was a preaching, eh? You want to show off before Gracie Williams.
You know something? I think I'll marry her.
Alvin, you're drunk. You're a terrible, awful drunk, or you wouldn't be a-talking that way.
No, I ain't neither. I ain't the least bit drunk. And just as soon as I'm sober, I'm going to ask Gracie to marry me.
Alvin, you're plumb crazy as a coot. Guys, didn't you know Zeb Andrews is a walk in the city? Come on now, drink up and forget Gracie.
What are we drinking?
Well, we're drinking just about everything there. I'll tell you what, let's drink the gin or something.
The gin what?
Gin man's greatest enemy. Snakes and petticoats, reptiles and dressers. This drink is a gin gal. The ruination, us men, good times and good drinking.
That's a great idea. Here's again all the gals in all three nations.
That's a boy, Alvin.
All the gals in all three nations. But that Gracie Williams is awful pretty. And just as soon as I'm sober, I'm a-going up and ask her to marry me.
Oh, Alvin.
Real good, don't you think so, Alvin?
Right here, better, Miss Gracie.
Well, who's playing? Just tell me that.
Todd Haskins.
Todd King, play for Chuck.
Ten.
Yeah, boy, there ain't no call for fussing over a little thing like a play and a mouth organ.
I ain't a fussing. I was just a telling Zeb.
Go on, Zeb, play some more.
I guess some folks not so far away just ain't got no ear for music.
It's a real nice of you to come up here to see me, not Alvin.
I got something on my mind.
What, Alvin?
I got something on my mind.
You have, Alvin? What is it?
Well, if you and me could walk down the road a few.
What did you say, Alvin?
I said if you and me...
What, Alvin?
I said if somebody don't quit making a racket, I'm going to break his neck for him.
You and who else, Alvin York?
Me and nobody else, Zeb Andrews.
Yeah. Alvin, Zeb, now you stop it. You want to wake up Grandpappy?
Alvin started it.
You're thinking.
I'm a-knowing.
Well, yeah. Hush up, you two. You wake him up and he'll make me come in. Look, how would you boys like some cider?
Well, I'd like a drink right well.
So would I.
Well, you wait right here and I'll fetch it. You're out of the church. Alvin? Zeb? Now, what on earth? Alvin?
Yes?
Where's Zeb?
Well, I reckon he lit out.
Ain't he coming back?
No, ma'am.
Alvin, you didn't... You were fighting.
You want much.
Alvin, you ain't a fitting to come a visiting a girl.
Miss Gracie, I'm going to marry you.
You what?
I'm going to marry you.
Oh, where are you? Alvin, you know, I wouldn't have you on a Christmas tree. This fine husband you'd make.
I allow Zeb Andrews would make a better one.
I allow he would.
But he's got a piece of bottom land. That's it, ain't it?
Well, he appears and maybe a tent. But all you're good for is fighting and hell raising.
I reckon if I had me a farm in the bottom land, I reckon it'd make a heap of difference to you.
You own a bottom land farm.
Well, there ain't nothing I can't get if I put my mind to it, Gracie.
You didn't do nothing, you can't see you.
Nothing I do. That's why I want you to be sure and wait for me. It may take me a spell, but I'll be a coming back. Good night, Gracie.
Alvin, wait! Yeah. Body is sleeping. Body has a body to get married. And body's talking is just you to a body. Yeah. Body is thinking body having enough something to kiss the body.
Sure is funny what love can do to folks. Take Alvin York. From that night on, he never touched another drop. I'd see him nights, walking out across the fields, alone, studying over how he'd get a piece of bottom land for him and Gracie. The farm he finally set his mind to was held indeed by old Nate Watkins. He was a sharp, close trader. He was right too if he didn't watch out.
See now, $30 for the mule, $6 for the pulley, $4.50 for the fox felt, $9.50 for the rabbit skins, deep feathers, and cloth.
How much did that come to, Mr. Watkins?
$50 for the whole caboodle, Alvin.
How much more do I need to get to the bottom line?
$70, payable in 60 days. Hey, that's a lot of money for a fellow like you to get his hands on, Alvin.
Yeah, it is.
60 days is all you got.
60 days and 60 nights, Mr. Watson. You see, if I count the nights, too, I got 9 out of 4 months to pay you off. Don't you worry now, Mr. Watson. You'll get your money because I've just got to have that piece of bottom land.
Getting up at dawn and working far into the night. Split them rails for Zeke.
plow that field for Lem. 4 bits. Plus 4 bits will make a silver dollar to put again today to pay Nate Watson. Trap that fox for moonlight. Poke the pelt to Jimtown. Clear that field of rock. Cut that load of corn. Chew them mules. Dig them holes. Pull them stumps. Load them logs. Wet the coat. Grunt the cool. Wheeze and yank. Thrown in trouble.
Gotta get 70 whole dollars out of the three forks of the wolf to buy a piece of bottom land for Gracie.
Yes, Nate Watkins, and I got some business settled up with him.
Howdy, Mr. Watkins.
Howdy, Alvin.
I'm so glad to see you. I got your money for it for the bottom land. Here's $46, and the rest will be in that hat. I just won the beef critter.
Well, I'm mighty sorry, Alvin, but I just sold that land.
You what?
I sold it to Zeb.
But you couldn't do that. We had a bargain.
I never figured you'd raise the money.
But I wasn't trusting your word.
Business is business, Alvin.
What kind of business? Going back on what you promised.
Now, Alvin.
You know how much I wanted that piece of land.
Alvin, if you lay a hand on me.
You can't do this to me. You can't do it.
Alvin, help.
Help. Now, careful, Alvin.
Hold your horses. You'll just get yourself into trouble, Alvin.
Ain't no use to hit me. He's got the law on his side.
Let loose of me.
Now, let loose of me.
I ain't no going to hit him.
If you do, I'll have you in jail, Alvin York.
You ain't what hitting. Just keep out of my sight, that's all. Keep out of my sight, because every time I see you, I'll be reminded how I've been a-wasting my time. There ain't no sense in a man trying to amount to something. There ain't no sense in a man a-sweating and a-breaking his back to get a little bit more than his pappy hat. A man's a fool to be trying to be anything better than he should be. From now on, I'm a-going to drink and fight and have me the devil's own time from here to the King Cut border. And I'm a-warning you, don't nobody try to stop me.
This year, drink is again, Nate Watson.
Oh, forget him. He don't want a farm nohow.
His word won't no count, but...
Hey, Alvin, just look at that hat there, Yeller.
And I promised Jason, huh? I told her I'd be back and marry her.
Why don't you dance with that big woman, Alvin?
I'm going back to see Nate Watson.
Not tonight. It's pouring rain.
Let go of me, Buck.
He won't do you no good to kill him.
Let go of me. I've got to settle it yet
enough. Alvin, wait, that's up.
Well, here's to the soul of Nate Watson. May it rest in peace.
Here was Alvin York, riding with the devil, riding through the storm with a killing in his heart. Lightning tore the sky apart and thunder shook the mountains. The Lord was mighty angry with his killing down below. Sudden from the mountain top, a bolt struck down from heaven. Struck the mule and Alvin to the clay from whence he came. Tore him to his knees with his gun and busted pieces. Let him feel the power and anger of the Lord.
Lord, you sure do work in mysterious ways.
Then rolling from the meeting house, you hear the joyful voices, raised in hope and promise to Almighty God above, singing out his praises full of faith and hope and glory, and calling out to Alvin to come in and find the light. Then rising, scared and humbled, he stumbled toward the churchyard, pulled hard on the latch and pulled wide the door, walked down to the altar and knelt and all the others to ask for God's salvation for the soul of Alvin York.
The proclamation of President Woodrow Wilson designates June 5th, 1917, as Registration Day for every male citizen between the ages of 21 and 31. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army, the President has it.
I ain't a-going, Pastor. I just ain't a-going.
You gotta go, Alvin. It's the law.
Thou shalt not kill. The Bible says that.
What kind of law is it that says a man's got to go again that?
I know, Alvin. I know what the law says.
Well, the Lord's been powerful good to me ever since I found him that night. He's given me gracious promise that he'll wait for me till I get that farm. And the way things are going now, it won't be more than 2-3 years, and I ain't a-going on again the Lord's word past the pile.
And if you don't go, they'll come after you.
Well, I'll go back into them hills.
Yeah, and they'll put dogs in your trail.
Well, they won't take me. Leastwise, not alive. And if they catch up with me, I'll take a few of them along with me. I tell you, I'm sorry, Pastor Pyle. I didn't know what I was saying. Those were sinful words, but what can I do?
Why don't you ask the Lord, Elvin?
Ask the Lord? Sure. Sure, that's the thing to do, ain't it? And up on that mountain yonder, that's about the closest place a man can get to God. I'll go up there and I'll tell him what I want to know. And he'll give me the right answer. God, I'm a speaker here. My name is Alvin York. I climbed up here as close to the stars as I could get to ask you to help me. Right here in my Bible, it says, thou shalt not kill. I think in my mind to go again, God, but what can I do? Help me. Show me the way. Give me a sign. Your book. The wind tore it right out of my hand. Is that your sign? Is that page you're lying open what you want to tell me? Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. Unto Caesar, Caesar. Unto God, God. Oh, thank you. I reckon I got my answer. And I reckon it's how I know now what to do.
Bobo Yard, the objective is that wood of grid. 0 hour will be at 6 hours, 10 minutes. Any questions?
I got it straight, Captain.
Get your men ready. And good luck, York.
Corporal York, I'm hit bad. Tell Cutting to take over.
Cutting down, sir.
What about Savage?
He's down, too, and I set the pieces.
Then it's up to you, York. Take over.
Yes, sir.
York, come back. Where are you going?
You done give me a command, sir, and I aim to stop them machine guns.
Look. This way.
Give me those binoculars and get company headquarters on the wire.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, there, Barch, all right.
Hello? Hello? Observation post 101 reporting. Barch counterattack headed this way.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
What's the matter?
Those Barch haven't any rifles.
All right. What kind of...
Hello there.
That ain't a Barch voice.
Hello there.
You're right, Charlie. That guy's a yard.
Who goes there?
How many prisoners?
132.
Okay, advance to the... How many did you say?
132.
Oh, wait, hold on just a minute. Headquarters still on the wire, Sarge. What'll I tell them?
Tell them I can start packing to go home. Some son of a gun named York has just captured the whole German army.
Learned the story of the man from Tennessee, and it made men's hearts beat faster, made their faith a little greater, made them pray a little longer, and gave them strength to victory. Oh, they covered him with honors.
The Distinguished Service Corps, Croix de Guerre, National Medal of Honor.
And the president shook his hand, while the nation called him hero, praised his name throughout the land. But the man they always cheered, heard their voices, not at all. He was thinking of the mountains where the pines are straight and tall, and of a valley, and of a river, and of a girl, and how she'd stand of a peaceful Sunday morning when the choir sang Beulah Land. Gosh, Tracy,
It sure is good to be home.
Sure is good to have you home, Alvin. Let's walk down a way a piece and look at that bottom of that farm we're trying to get to.
All right. Only it ain't much good looking at it now. We've got to wait.
How long, Alvin?
Oh, 2-3 years anyhow.
But I ain't willing to wait, Alvin.
You ain't?
No, perhaps.
Well, I don't blame you none. The girl's got to do as she sees fit. I hope you and him will be very happy.
Me and you?
Zip Andrews, of course. Zip's got a good farm.
Now, look at here, Alvin York. If I wanted Zip Andrews for a husband, I reckon I could get him without your having so noble. Now, get this straight. I'm marrying a piece of land or these critters or a field of corn. If you are married, then nobody else is here world. I done kissed her, didn't I? Now, go around kissing and I ain't going to be marrying. Don't you talk that way to me again, Alvin York. Don't you ever.
Why, Gracie.
You've got no excuse to run off on your promise and marry me.
But, Gracie, don't you see that I think...
Don't see? Are you blind, Alvin? Look down there. Don't you see that new house and barn and everything?
Say, they sure are handsome. Is that building?
Mm-hmm, they're yours. Your farm, Alvin.
Mine?
They don't give it to you. The people of the state of Tennessee. But what's it done?
Gracie, you don't mean that they...
Only 200 acres, and there's a pump in the kitchen, and no real gas wonders you ever saw.
Why, of course, but I...
Well, what, Alvin?
Well, the Lord sure does move in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform.
To Gary Cooper, Walter Brennan, and Joan Leslie for your magnificent performances. Gulf also thanks Charles Caswell for his splendid radio adaptation and Oscar Bradley for his superb musical score. In a moment, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear more from Gary Cooper. You'll hear the annual Red Book Award presentation, and you'll also meet Martha Scott, representing the winner of last year's award, Our Town. Scores of famous stars are on hand for the event, including the cast of the 12 best pictures of the year as selected by Red Book. While the stage is being cleared and the newsreel camera set up, we'd like to talk with you for a few seconds about your automobile and how long it will continue to give you service. If you've been accustomed to trading in your automobile at frequent intervals, you may not realize just how long a car will last, how long it can be kept in really good condition. Well, your good Gulf dealer wants to remind you that if your car is in fairly good shape now, it can keep running smoothly, powerfully, and economically for year after year if you give it the right kind of care. And it's particularly important that the moving parts in the engine and the chassis of your car get proper lubrication, real protection against wear and tear. So for the chassis, get Gulflex registered lubrication. It's much better than usual lubrication at no extra cost. The expert Gulflex operator uses not just one grease, but 6 Gulf lubricants, especially developed by lubrication authorities. And he works from master chart of your model car, thus protecting each wearing point. Give your engine maximum protection, too, with Gulf Pride motor oil. Because Gulf Pride is refined not only by conventional methods, but also by the famous Alcor process that Gulf alone uses. Thus, it forms less carbon, less sludge, and varnish. So get Gulf Pride motor oil and Gulflex registered lubrication. And remember, they're just 2 of the many ways your good Gulf dealer can help you make your car last longer. Now the Red Book Award for the outstanding performance of 1941. The award is a cup. It's presented each year by the editors of the magazine, Edwin T. Balmar and Valdemar Petlugwin, and Douglas Churchill, the motion picture editor of the Red Book magazine. This year, the editors had no difficulty in making their selection. One man's performance, one man's contribution to the art of the motion picture stood out above all others. As in the past 2 years, it was only fitting that the award be made on the stage of the Gulf Screen Guild Theater, for this is the program closest to the heart of Hollywood, the star's own theater. And now, Miss Martha Scott, star of Our Town, last year's award winner, is here to represent Douglas Churchill in awarding the Red Book Cup for 1941. Miss Martha Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Pryor. And may I say that everyone in Hollywood agrees with Red Book's selection for its 1941 award. The story of Sergeant York is a great one. A true saga of American heroism. Gary Cooper,
Your performance in the Warner Brothers production of Sergeant York pictures this man from the hills of Tennessee with all the quiet simplicity, dignity, and courage that has made his amazing story an American legend. Praise should be given, too, to producers Jesse L. Lasky, Hal B. Wallace, to director Howard Hawks, and to Warner Brothers Studios and to the entire supporting cast. But to you, Mr. Cooper, for your outstanding performance, we present this Red Book Cup for 1941. Engraved with the words, "For distinguished contribution to the art of the motion picture." Congratulations, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, Martha. The opportunity to portray the life story of Sergeant Alvin C. York was a privilege. I hope the story will be an inspiration to all of us. We can't all be heroes like Sergeant York. We can all fight like he did, if not with guns. We can fight in another way, by buying all the defense bonds and defense stamps we can. Do that, and we'll win this fight hands down. Well, I want to thank you, Martha Scott, and thank the Gulf Oil Companies, and thank Douglas Churchill for the Red Book magazine.
What happens when a girl card shopper chases a young planter into the Central American jungle, and she is chased by the boss of the fruit company, and he's chased by an escaped bandit named Rosario?
Answer.
Tune into the Gulf Screen Guild Theater next Sunday evening and hear one of the most riotous comedies you've ever heard. The Warner Brothers picture, Torrid Zone. In Torrid Zone, you'll hear one of the best casts ever featured in the Gulf Theater. George Raft, Paulette Goddard, Jack Carson, and George Tobias. Now, you know that cast, plus that story, adds up to fun. So mark down right now a date with the Gulf Screen Guild Theater next Sunday, when we bring you Paulette Goddard, George Raft, George Tobias, and Jack Carson in Torrid Zone. We'll have the music of Oscar Bradley, assisted by Frank Tours, and Bud Heaston and I will be on hand to preside over the doings as usual. Until next week, then, this is Roger Pryor speaking for your neighborhood good Gulf Theater and saying, good night, everyone.
Walter Brennan's next picture will be The Pride of the Yankees, both Samuel Goldwyn production. Joan Leslie will soon be seen in a wonderful picture, The Male Animal. But he's been speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.